Hello again.
As I just mentioned in my previous post, while we were on holiday, we also went to a wedding of one of my really good friends from school. She is just a dream. She's just one of the loveliest people you can ever imagine. And she adores Joseph, which is really nice for me. First time she saw him, she just burst into tears, and it was just really moving, actually. It's one of my favourite memories of when he was a newborn. Anyway, she's marrying this lovely man. And they had the most beautiful wedding in the middle of the countryside. It was the first wedding that Joseph's ever been to, and he was quite the party animal. He was awake until 10:15. 10:15, I tell you. He's just woken up now, actually, and he's looking at me like, "Who are you talking to, Mummy? Is that right, Papa?" He finds it funny now. He knows I talk to this weird purple handset thing. "It's just my phone, baby. I'm just recording." "You okay? Keep going." Anyway, it was Joseph's first wedding. Now he's awake, I'll start cooing again, won't I? And I just thought I'd share what I'd learnt from the experience. So in no particular order, these are my little do's and don'ts, mostly for future reference for myself. I'm sure that you guys are all much more organised than I am. First thing is, do not attempt a walk-in hair appointment on the morning of a wedding. It will inevitably take you a lot longer to get ready. And Saturday morning, hairdressers are busy. Don't be fooled. In my attempts to save money, I thought it was a good idea. Was it a good idea? No. Did I look like a frizz head? Yes. Anyway, second thing is, do get your mum, the adoring granny, to bath your baby in the kitchen sink and get him all dressed and ready while you're out waiting for said hairdo. Although, of course, you will have an appointment and you won't be out so long, so that when you return home he is actually ready. Then finally, my phone started making a very strange noise. It's highly professional. And then secondly, when breastfeeding, think very carefully about the dress you're going to wear. Can you pop your boobs out? Is it going to be awkward sitting across a trestle table from your friend's husband? Yes, it is. So if you can, find yourself a quiet little space. Maybe you're really good at it, but I'm still a bit awkward when about half a metre away from a man that I've not known for that long. The best thing I did at the wedding was also find yourself a breastfeeding mummy buddy. One of my friends from school has got a baby about the same age, and we were able to change our nappies and get our boobs out. It was all fine until my friend's uncle walked in and was a bit shocked. But we enjoyed it. And then, what other tips do we have, Joseph? At one point, I was alarmed when my friend the bride stole him off another person for cuddles. And there are lots of adorable pictures, but I did spend the whole time thinking that dress looks rather expensive and beautiful. And what are you going to do, Joseph? What else would we say? I think mainly just let him enjoy it. Provide lots of time to sleep. What I would have done, which I couldn't because it hadn't arrived yet, was take my wonderful new sling along so that he could be carried around for lots of cuddles and opportunities to sleep throughout the day. But basically, kick back and relax. Everybody loves to cuddle a baby at a wedding. So I think just go for it, let it happen. But yeah, I think probably a little bit more forethought to my outfit rather than buying a second replacement one 45 minutes before we needed to leave would have been better. All in all, though, it was absolutely wonderful. We really enjoyed it. This little party animal had a ball, and then when we put him in the car to go home, did his really cute pre-sleep singing in the car seat falling fast asleep until 4:30 in the morning, which, let me tell you, was amazing. Anyway, so congratulations to my wonderful friend. Yes, this is Stream of Consciousness, slightly Joycean. Bye-bye.